Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Tom just said, I'm never in the montage when I do good. Last week, he went 5-2. I went 5-2. Heather went 5-2. Greg went 4-3, heavily featured. John, 3-4, pulling up the rear.
Yep.
People want to know, did you cheat last year, too?
Ha ha.
All right, let's get to the picks this week.
I do apologize for the lack of representation. I did not have the recording mics on for Jim and Gov last week. Hey, inclusion is important.
Did we really go 5-2?
Number three, yeah. Texas travels to the home of the Greg Palm Field Office, College Station, to renew hostilities with number 20, Texas A&M. Longhorns are giving 5.5 points. Why did you play this game at 10 a.m. local time, cowards? Jim.
Instead, it's Saturday night. Texas hasn't beaten anybody. It's a rivalry game. It's at night. Aggies off a loss. Give me the Fighting Dan Campbells.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Aggies here, too. I think they care about this rivalry more than Texas. That's the way it used to be, and I think it's going to start that way here, too. I think Texas ekes out a tiny close win, but give me the points.
So you think Texas views Texas A&M as a little brother? Yeah, but Texas,
I didn't say
is
that.
Texas and Oklahoma, right, is the big rivalry for Texas?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't disagree, but I do think that Texas understands what's on the line here. And when I saw Texas play early in the season, they were one of the teams that were legit to me in college football. I think Texas understands that just give me Texas. I think they win.
Those words from your mouth.
Yeah.
I'm also going to choose Texas. I like the Longhorns. I like their mascot.
You like Matthew
McConaughey?
McConaughey, yeah.
She does like short guys.
Is he short?
Oh, yeah.
He is?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like him
anyway.
You
have a type.
But yes.
The two fan bases in this rivalry make Michigan and MSU fans look tame. I have a sister-in-law that went to UT, so I will take Texas.
All right.
Senior day on the banks of the old Red Cedar as Michigan State invites Rutgers to play an intercollegiate American football game. Spartans favored by 1.5. Gov.
I'm going to go Spartans here. I think they're going to become bowl eligible.
I think it'd be great if they were bowl eligible. I'm going to go with the Fighting Greg Schianos. I think they're tougher this year. And their style of football, I don't think, matches well with Michigan State. So give me Rutgers.
I feel like both teams suck, but I'm going to go with MSU.
With your people?
Yes, with my people, because, it's at home, too, and they needed to get a bowl game. So, yeah.
Rutgers, more like Butgers. I'll take MSU. Jim.
Both teams are so bad. To John's point, I trust Rutgers not to have the catastrophic turnover.
Right.
I think they can lean on their ground game more. I'll take the Scarlet Knights.
Michigan is a 20.5-point underdog at Safeway Field in the Shoe against Ohio State. The game has been downgraded to a game. John.
You put this third just so I would have to pick first, didn't you? Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, shrug emoji. I don't think Michigan wins this. I think they cover. So give me the Wolverines.
Yeah, I don't think Michigan wins it either. I think they're going to get annihilated. It's will they cover or not. And because you picked Michigan, I'm going to pick Ohio State.
And those Buckeyes candies still taste good, right, Heather?
Yeah. They do.
Yeah.
Look, 0-11 picking Michigan games this season. Time to finish the drill. Let's run that table in reverse. Ohio State. Jim.
Thank you.
I hate that you just did that because I'm going to do the same thing. I hate, let me stress this again, hate betting Ryan Day in this rivalry when his team has been owned at the line of scrimmage. But I don't think they'll hesitate to run it up. In Michigan style, they will struggle to play from behind. Give me the Buckeyes.
It has been over 1,800 days since the Buckeyes beat Michigan. That includes the non-game COVID season when Michigan kind of just all of a sudden got sick at the same time. I think they have the desire to blow them out. I think there was a tell at the end of the game last week about Ohio State's intentions when Travion Henderson had a chance to run in the end zone, slid down so that they could run out the clock, and then they went ahead and scored. I think it was setting up a mentality for this game, and I think Ohio State will win by at least 24.
The Dolphins travel to frigid Green Bay to take on the Packers Thanksgiving night. Packers are favored by 3.5. Heather?
Yeah, I think the Dolphins are going to be cold. I'm going to pick the Packers.
Packers are going to rock Tua. I'll take Green Bay.
Okay. The weather is a storyline, to Heather's point. 23 degrees in Green Bay. Tua said the Dolphins want to kill narratives. Well, they're narratives for a reason. Tua 0-7 in games played below 45 degrees. More picks than touchdowns. Give me the narrative. Give me Green Bay.
I wish I knew if Tyreek Hill was playing for sure.
Right.
I think he is. I think his personal reason was probably because of his court settlement or getting out of that stuff was probably what it is. So I think he's playing. And I think narratives are narratives. And I think the Dolphins are coming. I speculated in the Thursday touchdown. And I think the Dolphins are going to win outright in Lambeau.
I think the Dolphins win in Lambeau as well. I think they are a desperate team. They're not going to win the division. The Bills are too far ahead, but they're fighting for their playoff lives, and I think they go into Green Bay and do the Lions a solid.
Vikes host the Cardinals, favored by 3.5. Let's go back to this. Are the Vikings really going to go 10-2? Cards. Jim.
Oh, no.
It's been the year of the Vikings. It's been the year of Heather. It comes to an end. Cardinals run the ball. Murray avoids the blitz. Give me Arizona.
I mean, if we didn't go against her people, we might be tied with her at this point.
I know. All the wins every week. Take the Lions, take the Vikings. Every
guess
week.
What? I'm going against your people.
I figured you would.
I'm taking the points here, and I think the Cardinals might win the game.
I hope the Cardinals win the game. That would be sweet for this weekend. And it's also one of the things that would allow the Lions to clinch a playoff spot. But I don't think they get it done. I don't think Kyler Murray, I think the defense that Brian Flores is going to be out there is going to confuse him. I think he's going to throw some interceptions. He's going to have some turnovers. He's going to give me the Vikings.
You know what I'm going to pick, right? Yeah. Although they didn't come through for me last week, which I was really disappointed about, I am still going to pick
your people.
My people.
Ravens favored by 2.5 against the Eagles in Baltimore. Jim.
God, this one's tough. I'm going to take the Ravens. I know it's a short week, but I think they match up well. Stop the run, win up front. Eagles got to hit the road, and Lamar does what he does against the NFC. All he does is win.
You know what? The Ravens' run defense is pretty good. Saquon's been the game changer for the Eagles here. They got to go. They were on the West Coast Monday night, short week. I think this is the easiest game on the slate. I'm going to take the Ravens.
I this is where I hope a narrative plays true, and it's backed up by fact. I mean, has Lamar ever lost to an NFC team? No. Or the once
the Giants of all teams.
So give me the Ravens.
Fly Eagles fly. I'm gonna go with the Eagles.
Oh, you Stoney. And Stoney.
I know. Yeah. I know.
This one won't go down to the wire. Saquon coming. Eagles. The Lions try to snap their 7-game losing streak on Thanksgiving Day. They host the Bears and are laying 10.5 points, Gov.
All right, so I told Greg right before I came in here that I think this is one of the harder games we've just ever had to pick because every single indication is to take the Bears here in the points. The Lions' record against the spread is absurd. It's 9-2. Divisional game. Bears will show up because it's a national TV game and usually teams do. Every single thing. And I've been a little squirmy this week. I got to admit it about the Lions. I don't know what it is, just internally. And I think it's because I'm
scared.
I'm just a little.
You're scared.
But I got to go back to the beginning of the season when I said I thought potential was there for this team just to be one of those teams. They're going to rout them tomorrow. Give me the Lions.
I think this is one of those teams. I don't care how many guys are out. I think the Chicago Bears are a dumpster fire. There's going to be moments where Caleb Williams hits a couple of long passes. They've got talent at receiver. There's no question about that. And he has some talent. It will eventually come through in moments. But then the rest of the game, he's going to be a turnover machine. Kirby Joseph is going to be roaming around in the secondary. Brian Branch dropping the hammer. I think it's going to be the Lions, and I think it's going to be the Lions big.
This game makes me a little nervous, uncomfortable too, Tom. But I am going to choose the Lions. If I chose the Bears, Colin would kill me. So I'm going with the Lions, and I agree. I think they're going to win big.
Doesn't make for a happy Thanksgiving.
Confrontational Colin.
Yeah, watch out.
By now, you should know the best song on Pearl Jam's 10 album. It's Jeremy, Lions.
Yeah, I don't, Heather, you should be nervous because I think if the Lions lose this game, you're going to have a ruined holiday. Your Thanksgiving is going to be miserable.
Well, Collins will.
Oh, but he'll make your holiday miserable.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see.
Kids are crying in the background. Lingering family.
Collins
Lions
screaming.
Lose.
The wailing.
Why is
Colin
Daddy mad?
Yeah.
Why is he crying?
Yelling. Good news for you. Good news for Metro Detroit. That's not happening this year. The Lions are public. They're injured. They got them right where they want them. Lions are winning by 16 points per game. 2-0 is a 10-point favorite. Let's make it 3-0. Give me the Leos. Those are the picks. It's 97-1.